Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, sweet, beautiful Texas. Some classic King George to get you started off on the right foot this weekend. I'm Cable Smith, and you're tuned in to Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. Loved or hated, but never ignored. We do it every weekend, and y'all know the routine by now. Pour yourself another cup of coffee, slide that camp stool just a little closer to the old campfire, because we're talking hunting, fishing, the great outdoors, and all that implies. And we've got an incredible show lined up for you fine folks this morning. We'll kick things off by talking suburban whitetail hunting with renowned outdoor writer Frank Miniter. Frank had a recent article in Outdoor Life magazine that focuses on hunting big whitetails that inhabit suburban areas. So not only will Frank provide tips on how he gets landowner permission to bow hunt private land in these urban settings, but also he'll talk about how he patterns these big bruisers that coexist with humans. And, you know, with every shrub that gets eaten in someone's front yard and every vehicle that smashes into a whitetail in suburban settings, there's a landowner out there who might just be willing to let you bow hunt their property. So all that's coming up with Frank. Then a very special in-studio treat when Whiskey Myers' Cody Cannon joins us. In addition to being one of my favorite songwriters, this East Texas good old boy loves big bass and big bucks, so we'll get into all of that. Plus, Cody is bringing his guitar, and Whiskey Myers has a record that's coming out in just a couple months. Cody's going to play us some brand spanking new music never before heard on the radio, so get ready for that. Then we'll round out the show by checking in with the Wing Sport Depot's Mike G, and we've got some exciting stuff to talk about, not only duck hunting, but also our October Photo of the Month contest as well, because the Wing Sport Depot is sponsoring this month's contest. They've donated a guided two-man duck hunt as the October grand prize. So we're excited about that, and Mike will join us coming up here at the bottom of the hour. And speaking of our Photo of the Month contest, don't forget that we've got another great grand prize for our Photo of the Year winner. Is once again being sponsored by the beautiful Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas. And the winner will get to accompany me on a spring turkey slash exotic buck hunt. Last year's winner got a beautiful 30-inch axis deer. So this is a one-of-a-kind hunt package. And all you have to do is send in your best outdoor photo to LoneStarOutdoorShow@gmail.com, and you could accompany me on that exotic buck slash spring turkey hunt down at Coons Canyon Ranch. And let me tell you, I actually was down there last weekend whitetail hunting, was able to harvest a nice 8-point, but there are some beautiful black buck roaming around the ranch. So one lucky hunter will get to join me this coming spring. We're going to have a heck of a good time. What else here? Oh, I know that everybody is pretty much in whitetail mode now that bow season is in full swing, but I went dove hunting this past week. There are a bunch of northern birds that have been brought down with these recent little cold snaps. So go ahead, break out that shotgun one more time. You'll be surprised at how many birds have migrated this far down south. Last thing to mention here, let's go ahead and do a giveaway this morning. I've got a Lone Star Beer Game Guard camouflage cap that we're going to be giving away to the third person to text in the word Lone Star. That's Lone Star when you hear us play Waylon Jennings this morning. So when you hear a Waylon tune, just text in the word Lone Star to 214-289-7807, and we will send you this Lone Star Beer Game Guard camouflage cap. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we're talking suburban whitetail hunting. That's right, chasing those Greenway ghosts with renowned outdoor writer Frank Miniter. You're listening to Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Going back to the country. I need a drink, that water from a Howdy outdoorsmen and women, whether you're looking for the ideal place to customize your everyday truck or your ranch 4x4, Lone Star Conversions can do it all. They specialize in custom Jeeps, trucks, exterior liners, spray and bed liners, lift kits, bumpers, and lights. It's our purpose to provide customers with the most unique, best value conversions anywhere. Stop in and see us at our convenient location off Highway 380 in Denton or call 877-828-5000. Of course, you can also check us out online at lsconversions.com.
Ed Hansen's Outdoor Adventures is East Texas' premier waterfowl guide service. Hunters enjoy great shoots on Lake Fork, Tewakene, Cooper, and private areas including flooded timber and private tanks throughout Northeast Texas. You'll also see amazing retriever work and a guide in Ed whose passion is putting you on birds. With an increased daily bag limit of 6 birds per hunter, now is the time to book your September early teal hunt. Call Ed at 903-521-4595 or visit hansenoutdoors.net to book your hunt today. Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand, ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs. If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Kruder.
And Julie.
From Beyond the Hunt TV, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I looked for trouble and I found it, son. Straight down the barrel of a lawman's gun. I try to run, but I don't think I can. You make one move and you're a dead man. Friend, ain't living long like this. Ain't living all.
Some Waylon Jennings for you on a Lone Star weekend. I'm Cable Smith, welcoming everybody back to Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. We're about to get into some serious whitetail talk here with a renowned outdoor writer and New York Times best-selling author. But first, this segment of the show proudly brought to you by Lone Star Beer, the national beer of Texas, who once again this hunting season has partnered up with Game Guard Camouflage to bring you the Lone Star Beer Camo Can. Be sure to pick up a 12-pack on your way to the lease this season and enjoy an ice-cold Lone Star beer after you take down that wily old 8-point that's been eluding you for the last 3 or 4 seasons. Lone Star Beer, the official beer of Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. Well, moving right along here, let's go ahead and talk some urban bow hunting. It's a relatively new phenomenon over the last 10 to 15 years that really is picking up steam in so many areas because humans and whitetails have figured out a way to coexist in urbanized areas. And so our next guest had a great article on the subject in the September issue of Outdoor Life magazine. It's my pleasure to welcome Frank Miniter to the program.
Hey, good to be here, Cable.
Hey, it's great to have you, man. I guess, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been writing for Outdoor Life.
Oh, you know, I actually got a job with Outdoor Life. I worked for Outdoor Life from 1997 to 2004. I left there as a senior editor and went to American Hunter magazine where I was the executive editor until a couple of years ago. Now I write a column for American Hunter, I write a lot for Outdoor Life, I write a column for Forbes, and I've written a lot of books.
Awesome. So you've been around the block to say the least, Frank. But I guess let's go ahead and get into your recent article, Greenway Ghosts, and I'll let you give us an overview of what the article focuses on and why you decided to write it.
Well, finding those big bucks that are in metropolitan areas is because I'm in New York, and I've also lived outside the Washington, D.C. area, in Fairfax, Virginia, that same kind of idea. You step back and you look at the Quality Air Management Association did a map of the country showing where the biggest bucks were coming from using Boone and Crockett numbers. And you look at that in certain counties, certain states, Iowa, Minnesota, parts of Texas, so on, were glowing red by the number Boone and Crockett's taken. But really what jumped out at me was Westchester County, New York, right outside New York City, Fairfax County outside Washington, and so on, around Minneapolis and different places around the country, were glowing red also because of Boone and Crockett bucks mostly being taken by bow hunters in those urban areas. And that, you know, that kind of turned me on. I said, I got to find some of these big deer. And I started thinking about and investigating where they might be and how people are getting them. And it's not just a few guys who have access to the premium properties. It's actually very predictable where you can find those bucks.
Right. And yet whitetails, like we said, very adaptable. Urban sprawl really not having a negative effect. I mean, they are thriving in suburban areas and in urbanized areas. And, you know, we're seeing a mindset change from, oh, look at the cute deer, to get those things out of my yard. They're tearing up my shrubs, and, you know, I keep hitting them with my car. It's sometimes very dangerous. So these urban bow hunting opportunities are popping up all over the country. We're seeing more and more of them here in Texas, and there are plenty of big bucks in those areas. So what is the first thing that you look for when trying to target a specific urban area?
Well, look at the terrain, first of all. Of course, you can go back to that map and see where big bucks are being taken. But then look at the terrain you're dealing with and the hunting pressure as a result. And look at a map. Look at that map and look for those runways where bucks are going to take during the rut. That's always the first place I key in on. Look for a greenway along a highway. Look for a power line right of way, a riparian area stream that goes through an urban area. And what those are buck highways during the rut. When a lot of times they'll sit and they'll be nocturnal during most of the year. People don't even see them until when the rut really gets them moving. When you get to that peak of the rut, then the chase phase, they'll get up. Out of those little spots they hide in, those couple acre brush patches and so on, where you don't really see them, and they'll start to hunt for does, and they'll lose their head a little bit. And what they'll do is they'll use those kind of right-of-ways, those greenways through suburbia, to go and find pockets of does. That's when they're very susceptible. You just have to sit. You know, I've got a great stand that's on it's just a power line that goes through a lot of different urban areas, and bucks will get on that brush. It's about 2 acres wide of brush. It just goes right through these urban areas. Bucks get on that and just all day long. You just see them going back and forth looking for does, but only right at that key time of the year. You could sit there earlier or later. You're just not going to see anything. You're going to think the bucks just aren't there, but they really are.
Right. And yeah, and you hit on that in the article. The first thing you talk about is those pathways where the big bucks like to travel. You also give a quick tip on how to get access to land, a very interesting take, and I'll let you explain what you do when you approach a landowner.
Well, my key is always go to the front door with a bow in my hand, because it just they stare at the bow. They don't look at you as much. They're more afraid, you know, talking about the urban person who maybe really isn't so exposed to guns and hunting and all these kind of things. Well, they might be afraid of firearms, so you don't want to walk to the door with a gun in your hands. But you walk with that compound bow in your hands, and they look at it, and they're intrigued, and tell them, I hunt with this, here's what I do. They actually want to see you shoot it. They feel safer because it's only a bow. And then once you get on their property hunting with the bow, if it's big enough to support hunting with a gun, they get to know you as a person. Before you know it, you'll be able to get on that property with a firearm.
Awesome. And yeah, the next thing that you mentioned in the article are those buck pockets. And I'll let you kind of expand on that.
Well, right. They'll spend their days in a little safety zone, a place where they feel very comfortable. Those places are very easy to find. Once you look at a map and you look for the heavy areas, you look for thick areas, you look for places where people really aren't getting into for whatever reason. If you just step into those zones, you'll find the rubs. You'll find immediately, you'll know there's a buck using that place. The problem with hunting those kind of places, if you bump him out, it's going to be much harder to get him. He'll go even more nocturnal than he already is, or he'll go over to another safety zone that he's already found, and he'll just disappear on you. He might only be, you know, 300-400 yards away, but because he's in a different pocket on a different piece of property in the suburbia, these properties are so small that you may not even see that buck again until he calms down finally and you're able to get him back there. So I don't like to go into those little bedrooms that they're in until it gets to right at the end of the season. I decided I've got to go for it, and I go in before light, play the wind, get up high, and just try to get them that way. Ideally, I stay out of those pockets and try to get them in those funnels that I was talking about, those places where he's going to take those paths to go find does and estrus.
Mm-hmm. And another interesting quick tip, something that I never would have thought about that you provide here in the article, is to use the county tax assessor to your advantage?
Oh, you know, they can be great. They can be, a lot of times you don't want them near your house, you know, because they might reassess you or something. But they know all the properties. They know what's going on. They can tell you about opportunities and different personalities of people that you may otherwise just not know about.
Uh-huh. And yeah, one other thing that you mentioned in the article, Frank, is those whitetail sanctuaries in urban areas. And I'll let you go into that in more detail.
Well, that's an interesting thing. And what will happen is a homeowner will come in, they'll own whatever they own, 15, 20 acres, maybe more, and they'll lock it down to hunting. They're anti-hunting, they come from the city, whatever their background is, they're not comfortable with hunters, and they'll lock that down to hunting. When that happens, the deer figure that out. It's a safety zone, there's no hunters on there, there's probably no people on there. Most of those people, they're afraid of ticks or whatever in my part of the world. They don't even want to go into those little places. So you'll end up with deer in there during the day. Well, at night, what the deer do is they trek out into suburbia and eat people's lawns and gardens and their expensive shrubberies. But they also go to the local little farms. Those little farms that are left in my area, I've got a bunch, and they're these little organic farms. And they'll go in there and they'll just hit those guys hard, and they'll come back and go into the safety zone during the day. So it's very hard for those little farmers, those who run the little farm stands around, and the greenies love them, you know. Yet they don't realize by not allowing hunting on their property, they're actually harming that organic farmer.
And so the quick tip there is to find a farmer, since they obviously would prefer the deer be shot.
And you can also go and talk to that homeowner and educate them and say, you realize you're hurting your own local produce producer. Here's why. And step into the forest, just even at the edge of their lawn, and point to them. Show the browse line in the forest to them, how certain plant species are starting to disappear, and even songbirds start to disappear if the deer overbrowse the forest. I mean, just talk ecologically to them a little bit. They'll be overwhelmed immediately, and they'll realize, oh, this guy cares about the resources. Most hunters really, really do. And they'll start to become, okay, I'm more comfortable with you, and you're right, I didn't realize that about the environment, and they'll come around.
Very cool, very cool. Well, yeah, I really enjoyed the article, Frank, and like I've said, I think that the urban bow hunting phenomenon is just going to keep continuing to grow. These deer aren't going anywhere. They've proven to be very adaptable and are able to live in close correlation with humans. So fascinating stuff. I certainly enjoyed your insight. And all you bow hunters, let's go get us one of those Greenway ghosts. There are plenty of big bucks out there.
And homeowners do learn. It's funny. They move up to a place. They buy this property, and they close it to hunting, but then they hit a deer with their car, or their garden gets eaten, or the expensive shrubberies get taken out, or they get Lyme disease in my part of the world. And before you know it, they're more receptive to hunting.
Well, Frank, I did want to let folks know that you're also very passionate as far as your Second Amendment activism is concerned, and you do write a lot on that issue as well. And, of course, I wanted to give you the opportunity to plug your latest book, which was, of course, a New York Times bestseller.
I write a lot for Forbes and National Review on Second Amendment issues, absolutely, and a lot for the NRA on Second Amendment issues. But yeah, my last book was The Ultimate Man's Survival Guide. It was a New York Times bestseller. It's all the skills a guy should know to be a man, and you know, it goes through, it's everything from cigars to women to hunting and guns. And I went to a lot of experts, not just myself, but a lot of people who, I mean, Matt Hughes, the ultimate fighting champion, what are the moves a guy should know? Cigar aficionados. I went to Juan Macho and how to run with the bulls and all these kind of characters and all their particular skills that they have and brought them into the pages of one book. So The Ultimate Man Survival Guide, it's done very well.
All right. And the book's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, basically anywhere books are sold. Frank, what is your website?
Frank Miniter, Miniter. .com.
All right, brother. Well, Frank, we certainly appreciate your time, and man, I hope you stick a monster urban whitetail buck this season.
Thanks, Cable.
All right, there he goes. One of my favorite writers, the great Frank Miniter. That segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by For Everlast, a Texas-based company that has a great lineup of outdoor products, including the Varmint Guard feeder, whose unique leg design keeps those pesky raccoons out of that precious yellow gold. Visit a dealer near you or use the promo code DEER. That's the promo code DEER when you shop online at foreverlast.com, and you'll save 15% off your entire order. Well, let's knock out a quick break, but when we come back, a very special in-studio treat. He is an avid whitetail hunter and bass angler. He also happens to be the frontman from one of my favorite bands. It's Cody Cannon of Whiskey Myers, coming up only on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Goodbye to you, baby. I'm glad we got to talk, but I'm faithful to my wife. I don't never break the law. I don't know where you're headed for, but I know where you've been.
Ben Lofton Fencing is Texas' premier fencing company. They apply a design it right, build it right the first time mindset to all projects. And with 15 plus years experience, there's no job they won't tackle. Ben Lofton Fencing specializes in deer and exotic game fences, breeder and handling facilities, water gaps, as well as farm and ranch fences, and corrals and working pens. Better Business Bureau certified, they offer the quality and personal service you expect. So for your next fencing project, go Texan and call Mr. Lofton himself at 254-709-1320 or visit benloftonfencing.com. Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The System is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey, North Texas sports fans, this is Brian Spagnola, General Manager of Texas Motor Cars in Addison. My family's been in the car business for over 50 years, and I want to show you the difference in buying from a family-owned and operated business. TexasMotorCars.com is an awesome website that lets you do virtually all of your shopping online. We have a professional photographer that takes amazing photos, and we give you all the information that you'll need up front. You can even find out how much we will give you for your trade-in before you ever come in. I take pride in the fact you can come in, choose a car, and be out in less than an hour. We have financing rates starting at 1.79% on pre-owned vehicles and can help almost anybody. Please do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle of any kind, give us a shot. Let me show you how easy buying a vehicle should be. Visit TexasMotorCars.com or come visit our 20,000 square foot indoor showroom in Addison. Again, visit TexasMotorCars.com or call us at 1-888-9-TX-MOTORS.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Hey everybody, it's Andrew Zimmern from Bizarre Foods on the Travel Channel. Thanks for listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show. And remember, if it looks good, eat it.
About a little Leonard Skinner bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hop Power Polaris. That one's for our next guest who's here in studio with us, the great Cody Cannon of Whiskey Myers. But before we talk some big bass, whitetails, and hear some brand spanking new music, this segment is proudly brought to you by STI Guns. They're Texas-made and Texas-owned, based out of Georgetown. They offer a full line of 1911 and 2011-style pistols and all manner of calibers. Check them out at STIGuns.com. And for your next handgun purchase, do what I did. Go Texan. Go STI. Well, what do y'all say we go ahead and bring on our next guest? He's the frontman of one of my favorite bands, like I said, Cody Cannon of Whiskey Myers. Thanks for dropping in, man.
I appreciate you having me.
Certainly is my pleasure. Big fan of y'all's music. So how's life on the road treating you these days?
It's good, man. We've been busy, but the summer was real busy, but kind of slows down a little bit. About this time of year, and you kind of get back to your, you know, not a lot of out-of-state touring and stuff. So It's kind of in between. And then November, we get, real busy again for like a month. We'll be out of state and going on long runs. So right now, it's kind of just like a normal work week. You know, like 3 days, you know, gone, 4 days at home.
So. Right. Well, that's good considering it's hunting season. So I know you're doing a little dove hunting.
Yeah, I'm going dove hunting here. Couple hours, and then hopefully when we get off the road, we'll be able to do a little bow hunting. We're gone like all November, so that's not cool.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna miss like the entire rut this year, but
well, I mean, work. That's the deal with you musicians, man. You know, that's life on the road.
Yeah, you get a lot of time off and then you're gone.
Yeah. Now, most of you guys are y'all from East Texas, right?
Yeah, man, we're all around Palestine area.
Well, you know, deer hunting's huge in East Texas, even though every guy you meet from East Texas says that there's no deer over there.
That's because everybody with 10 acres and a rifle shoots everything they see over there. But there's some big ones that, you know, we got to get back in the river bottom. I know I lived out at the prison for a long time, and, you know, they had just acres and acres of land, and they started kind of managing it out there, and there were some complete monsters out there in the Cofield River bottom.
Well, there's certainly big deer in East Texas, that's for sure. The A.J. Down buck that broke the state record since then has been broken again, but it scored 253 and change, and that was in San Jacinto County.
I know then the previous one come from that, too, like the doctor. Deer doctor
guy. Oh yeah, Dr. Kroll, the boggy Sioux monster or whatever. Yeah, that wasn't a state record, but that was a massive deer. But yeah, Dr. Kroll, he's a good guy. Well, so is hunting something you've always done, just grown up? And I mean, I guess being from that area, that's kind of a way of life, the outdoors.
Man, I always grew up, you know, hunting with my dad and my grandpa and my stepdad, and it was just something we did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. I mean, that's some of your best memories, I guess, you know, go out when you're little hunting with your grandpa. And yeah, I hunted a lot when I was about 16 or 17. I didn't hunt as much, as more interested in chasing does and drinking cold beer, you know. And I kind of did that for a while, but I guess, like, you know, I got back into it again over the last, you know, 5 years or so.
Well, y'all's second studio album, 2011's Firewater, it did really good. Had a number one hit on the Texas music chart.
That was a cool album for us. It was we kind of stepped it up our game a little bit from the first one and got a little more serious, and we had a good team working on it. And yeah, it was kind of crazy. I don't know if we expected it to do that good. I mean, you kind of always hope, you know, that something like that happens, but it really was received real well.
Well, the follow-up to that record, y'all are about to put out another album. I think Chris said February 4th is the release date.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about that.
It's called Early Morning Shakes. Is our third.
I have those sometimes.
Yeah, I have one. That's where it comes from. It's our third studio album. We recorded in Nashville with Dave Cobb. He's a genius. He recorded all of Jamie Johnson's stuff and did a lot of work with Shooter Jennings. And it's cool. It's a different vibe. I don't know. It's a little more rock and roll on this one. But it's still got that Whiskey Myers flavor, you know. It's still got the backwoods, I guess, country draw on a lot of it. But we have a single out right now called Home. Hopefully we'll also get it on rock and roll radio and country radio. We'll see, you know, what the powers that be say. But it's a cool album, man.
Well, yeah, you know, just listening to y'all's music, obviously something I grew up listening to a lot was Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I think you can it definitely sounds like that was an influence in you guys.
Yeah, man, we loved all those. It kind of goes back, you know, with memories and stuff of you growing up, and you know, our parents listened to stuff like that, and so therefore we grew up listening to stuff like that, and all those bands like that are big influences on us, all the Southern rock bands.
All right, man, so let's go ahead and take a listen to something off the new record.
Yeah, man, this song's called Early Morning Shakes.
Awesome.
I've been out praying for sunshine, and all I see is pouring rain. I've been out praying for good times, and all I get is more pain. There's a monkey on my back, I got some habits that I can't break. So I'm out standing in the sunrise with the case of the early morning shakes. Yeah, the early morning shakes. This bus is headed to hell, at least that's what the old folks say. You only got a little while to shine before you fade away. Out here on the highway, it's more than I can take. Just giving everything I got till there's nothing left but early morning shakes. Yeah, the early morning shakes.
out to the early morning shakes. Jack Daniels in a coffee, ice water in her veins, bleached blonde hair with a rose tattoo, Maybelline in white rain. I took her back to the woods we was listening to when the levee breaks. I reached over and took her hand, and I gave her the early morning shakes.
Love it, love it. There it is, the title track off the new Whiskey Myers album, Early Morning Shakes. Awesome stuff, man.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
You bet. Well, hey, let's knock out a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk some hunting. I know you're a big bass fisherman. Well, maybe we'll get into that and take a listen to another tune.
Absolutely, man.
All right, y'all hang tight. We'll be right back with more from Whiskey Myers frontman Cody Cannon, only on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Oh, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in.
BioBore EB is the premier gasoline additive that combats the negative effects ethanol has on an engine. Its comprehensive formula is designed to protect marine engines and marine environments, yet also works great in all 2- and 4-stroke engines. It prevents phase separation and ethanol-related engine problems while stabilizing fuel for 18 months. BioBore's detergents also clean the entire fuel system of carbon and varnishes. BioBore EB has the best treat rate in the industry. 1 ounce treats an amazing 15 gallons of gas. Available at your local sporting goods store or visit BioBore.com today.
Cinnamon Creek Ranch is not your typical archery club. It's a one-of-a-kind archery facility with indoor and outdoor ranges, a full pro shop, and 6 different 3D courses. Cinnamon Creek was designed by hunters for hunters, located on 80 acres in Roanoke, Texas, and offering over 200 3D targets to shoot at. This one-of-a-kind event facility was designed with the bow hunter in mind. Call 817-439-8998 or visit us at cinnamoncreekranch.com. That's cinnamoncreekranch.com.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffbauer for Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. We hope you love listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, because we do, and we're proud to be a title sponsor. Now listen up, we here at Hoffbauer Outdoor Superstore have got some great deals for you folks that love the great outdoors. Whether you're needing a brand new Polaris ATV or maybe a Polaris Ranger to ride around, check your deer feeders, get to and from the deer blind, maybe to get you down to the dove patch, whatever your needs are, we can fix you up with a brand new Polaris today. Now we're also a New Holland tractor and equipment dealer. Now I'm just speculating, but maybe you need a new tractor and shredder to shred around your deer blinds, maybe clean up around deer camp, or maybe even shred a few lanes in those sunflower patch. Now we've got lots more than just Polaris and New Holland, so come check us out today, Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com. Better yet, just come see us. Highway 84 West in Gulfway, Texas, and in Central Texas for over 48 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
Hey folks, Cable Smith here for Velasco Energy. Stop busting your back with post hole diggers, shovels, backhoes, and outdated equipment, because it's time to put the power of hydro excavation from Velasco Energy to work for your company. Specializing in oil and gas, commercial construction, municipal utilities, electrical, mechanical, telecommunications, land-based drilling, trench lines for pipelines, or even simple post holes, Velasco has you covered. The bottom line is time is money, and you'll save both by visiting VelascoEnergy.com or calling 1-800-516-8480 today to get started working. Working smarter and not harder.
Come this fall, if we both get lucky, Tom will get a goose and I'll get a turkey. But if push comes to shove and our luck fails, we'll call old Rattler and we'll all eat quail. Here, Rattler. Here, boy. getting here, boy? We're hunting, buddies. We're camouflaged. Tom's a tree, and I'm a log.
The great Mel Tillis bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. Hunting Buddies is the name of that classic there. I'm Cable Smith, by the way, thanking each and every one of you for sharing a part of your weekend with me, as we've still got a Whiskey Myers frontman, Cody Cannon, in studio with us this morning. But before we get back into some more outdoor talk and great Texas music with Cody, this segment is brought to you by our title sponsor, Cabela's, who for over 50 years has brought you legendary selection and service. You can stop in and let expert outfitters show you all the newest hunting, fishing, and camping gear, as well as the best in authentic outdoor apparel and footwear at tough-to-beat prices. And you'll get free shipping when you shop online and ship your order to one of Cabela's three great Texas locations, Cabela's, world's foremost outfitter. Well, let's go ahead and jump back into it here with Cody Cannon of Whiskey Myers, who was nice enough to stick around through the break. We certainly appreciate that, man.
I appreciate it, buddy.
You bet, man. It's great to have you here in studio with us. And, you know, if there's one thing that's for certain about a Whiskey Myers show, at least the ones I've seen when y'all have rolled through the North Texas area, it's that you guys are going to rock the hell out.
Yeah, we play loud.
Before I ever went to one of your shows, one of my buddies was like, "Hey, I went to a Whiskey Myers show, and it was a rock concert, man. You got to go check them out. Really is rock and roll with some country under influence."
Yeah,
I'd say
it's just country boys playing rock and roll is what it is, and it seems to get louder throughout the years. I don't know, maybe when we get old, we'll slow down, but it gets wilder and louder. It seems. We like to play long songs, lots of guitar leads, and, our influences come from everything from Merle Haggard to Led Zeppelin, so you're going to have those country moments, and then you're going to have those crazy rock and roll moments, and I like rock and roll concerts, for the most part. Maybe not some of the things that people call rock and roll now, but real rock and roll.
Right.
I think it's very energetic, and that's what we are, loud and wild, it seems to be,
Well, Cody, the third Whiskey Myers record, Early Morning Shakes, coming out in February, and I'm sure that you're doing a lot of radio promotion like this, and as well as y'all's touring schedule's about to pick up, so you better get your hunting in while you still can.
We haven't really started the big, the big push for it. I know the management stuff has, but I haven't done like a big, radio deal yet or anything, that should be coming up. Soon, as the record draws, more near.
Uh-huh. And we talked about in the previous segment that you guys recorded that one in Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to that. Early Morning Shakes coming out this winter. Now, let's get back into a little more outdoor talk here. Bucks or bass? Cody, what's your preference?
Bass.
What's your personal best largemouth?
I caught like a 9.2.
Oh, man.
When I was a little kid. On a water dog at Lake Fork, so I don't know if that counts. I've caught some more fish that were close that I honestly didn't weigh, but I've never had a double digit bass. I got my heart broke on one that was probably a double digit at Lake Fork in July. My line got broke. I haven't had a double digit fish yet. Lots of eights,
So you fish Fork frequently then?
Yeah, we live. I fish Tyler a lot. I live on Lake Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
So I fish that lake a lot. Fork, we fish often.
Yeah.
It's probably the second most lake, that I fish.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I think it's Barry St. Clair caught the state record on a crappie minnow. So I don't think he's complaining, Right. 9 pounds is 9 pounds.
That's a cool lake. It's a beast.
Yeah. Well, and if you look around the studio, you see plenty of dead animals, but you don't see any bass in here. I haven't caught that wall hanger yet.
We'll have to go this spring.
Oh, yeah. It's tough to beat Lake Fork in the spring. That is for sure. Well, what is your funniest deer camp memory or maybe, a prank that maybe you played on someone or you got played on you?
I don't know about a prank or funniest deer camp memory.
There's probably plenty of it. Probably don't remember a lot of them.
I just know the last couple of years we've took a trip. Mole's dad has a ranch, and me and Chris, my tour manager, and my buddy Kyle Hope, and my dad and my stepdad and her father all go hunting every year. it's not really a particular moment, but I think that's the just the best and funniest probably week of my life. It is quite shocking that that group of people. I don't know if we'll get to do it this year, which kind of sucks. We've done it like the last 4 years probably, but this year Kyle Hope's having a baby, and
you guys got a new record.
We got a new record coming out, so all of November we're gone. So I don't know. Hopefully we'll still get to do it, but that was really cool because I think we went out there and hunted like one morning. and everybody's devout hunters, but on that trip, I think we hunted like one morning and it went through a lot. You know, I think like two or three bottles of vodka, three bottles of whiskey. It was quite shocking when we remembered the amount of alcohol drank. But that's just a really, really good time, a good trip that I look forward to every year.
Right on. Well, fast forward to next spring when you're back on Lake Fork. What's your favorite thing to throw? Are you a soft plastics guy? You like cranking?
In the spring, I mean, I like fish jig. That's probably my favorite.
A football head jig?
Just whatever. Yeah, that or a flipping jig. You know, just I might try to make my own jigs this year.
Really?
Yeah. I can't find one. I found some that I really, really like, but I don't know if I've found that perfect jig yet. I'm gonna try to make my own. But I love fishing jig and flipping timber. I like fishing soft plastics too, and you know, jerk baits. I like it all.
There you go.
Don't like drop shotting, and I do not like fishing with the spinning reel and light line at all.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm a power fisherman. I hate that. That's probably about the only thing I do not like fishing.
Well, you got to have some pretty stout tackle on Lake Fork, or you're going to get broke off that light fishing this light tackle. Just feel the fish crap doesn't work on that lake.
You got to get real lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, what's your bucket list hunt, man? If you could, you could go anywhere. I mean, for me, it's Alaska. That's like top of the list. What about you?
I have two. Would be one would be go peacock bass fishing on the Amazon, and then my stepdad went on a hunt a couple years ago, and he went to the Bitterroot Wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, the way he told the story, it was just really cool. It's a wilderness area, so you can't take four wheelers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to ride on horseback, and like it's just huge, like ponderosa pines, and you're up in the mountains. And he killed a nice size elk, and I think they might have got a mule deer too. And it's just really cool. Like they had to like wear bells on the horses for grizzly bears and stuff. And I think that I would like to do that before I died for sure.
Oh man, yeah, I haven't drawn an elk tag yet. Been trying, but I have been lucky enough to get a mule deer tag. And just spending some time up in the mountains, you know, on a do-it-yourself style hunt like that, it's like nothing else. Now, Cody, are you a bow or rifle guy or both?
I'm a bow man probably first. I've killed more deer with the rifle, but last couple of years I've been been getting into bow hunting a lot more. It's cool. It's definitely a unique experience shooting a deer with a bow compared to shooting one with a rifle. But I did just buy a new gun a couple weeks ago, so I'll probably be doing. I didn't hunt at all with a rifle last year; it was all bow. And probably the year before, I think I did the same thing. But I got a new gun, so I'll be doing more rifle hunting this year.
Right on, and yeah, and just off the air, you and your tour manager Chris, who's here in studio with you, y'all told me that you both shoot Slick Trick fixed blade broadheads, which is what I shoot as well. It's by far the best broadhead out there.
They fly like field tips.
Yeah.
Exactly like field tips.
They leave a pretty nice wound channel too.
Yeah, they do. It's like a slug hole. I haven't had a deer run. Well, that one big 12 point ran a long way, but it was weird. He ran the farthest. He probably ran 200-300 yards. And then the rest of the deer I've shot, it's been like 20 yards, 10 yards, you know, 60 yards. But he left it was weird. We trailed him for a while, and we should have waited, you know, and not gone after him, but I was so excited. It's so hard to not
so excited.
Shoot a deer and be like, oh, I'm going to wait 3 hours, you know.
Yeah.
But it was about to rain, and so I was worried about it raining and washing all the blood away.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, where's the deer? And it was my first big buck ever, and I shot it with a bow. he ran for a while, but when we cleaned him, he didn't have any blood left in him. Mm. That old sucker ran till all the blood was gone.
Mm.
It was weird. There was like no blood at all left in him.
Stamp of approval on the Slick Tricks for sure.
Absolutely. And then Chris shot a big 8-point, and it. I texted him, and he said, I shot one. I said, how far did it run? He said, 0 yards. It looked like a murder scene or something underneath the feeder.
That's awesome, man. Well, I know that you got to get out of here and do a little dove hunting this afternoon, so let's hear a couple more tunes, though, first, and I'm going to make a special request. It's one of my favorite songs probably ever, and that, of course, is Ballad of a Southern Man.
My first rifle was a 243, and my papa gave it to daddy, and daddy gave it to me. They told me to shoot with a steady hand. I guess that's something you don't understand. Now I grew up on a prison farm. I just snake and pulled a shine from a mason jar. We still go fishing out on Pickle Creek, damn. Guess that's something you don't understand. And grandma's in the kitchen, papa's done passed on. Sit out on the front porch, just begging on a song. There's blood on the table. Work for what we have. Eyes raising a slam. I guess that's something you don't understand. I still fly the Southern flag. Just a whistling Dixie loud enough to brag. I know every damn song by the Marshall Tucker Band. That's something you don't understand. I pledge my allegiance the original way. They might take all my money, but they ain't never gonna take my guns away. It can't change my ways. I know who I am. Oh, but yes, that's something you don't understand. Grandma's in the kitchen, papa's done passed on. We sit out on the front porch, just a begin on a song. There's blood on the table, so work for what we have. Eyes raising a slam. I guess that's something you don't understand. Ride us up in a big old machine. Feed us all on the same beliefs. Only a dollar and a credit card. Yeah, we got a way of doing things. No banker's gonna steal from me. They wanna tear it all apart. And grandma's in the kitchen. And papa's done passed on. We sit out on the front porch, just a picking on a song. And there's a Bible on the table. See, bled for what we have. That's a ballad of a southern man. It's something you don't understand. My first rifle was a 243. And my papa gave it to daddy, and daddy gave it to me.
Awesome, man. Awesome. By far my favorite Whiskey Myers song. I mean, I like them all, but that one really speaks to me. Just looking at the clock here, we do have time to play one more. If you want to play something else off of the new record, Early Morning Shakes, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, this song, it's not our single. Our single out right now is called Home. This song's called Dogwood, and it'll be coming out probably first part of next year.
dancing on a creek bank. Lies an auburn hair. It was the best years of our lives. We didn't have a care. Going 90 miles an hour. A truck and an old dirt road. Two young age kids back where the dogwood flowers grew. Then graduation came. Was big city bound. I wouldn't go nowhere fast, so I just hung around. By the next time I seen you, love had turned cold. So I guess you broke my heart back where the dogwood flowers grew. White on the bloom in that April moon. It could have been forever, darling, had we stayed together, but you had to go. And time don't slow. Took you further from your home, back where the dogwood flowers grew. So I took to drinking. Guess you wouldn't recognize me. My soul's been torn and twisted like an old dogwood tree. We used to talk about forever. That was a million miles ago. So I see you if I see you, back where the dogwood flowers grew. White on the blue in that April moon. You ain't dead set on leaving. When you miss someone you need, and just grit and grin. And remember when you had that hand to hold. Back where the dogwood flowers grew. Dogwood flowers grew. Where the dogwood flowers grew.
Love it, man. Dogwood's the name of that one. Brand new tune, never before heard on the radio. That'll be the next single coming out sometime this winter. And Cody, it's been an absolute blast having you in studio, brother. We are certainly looking forward to the new album, Early Morning Shakes, and I wish you the best of luck this hunting season.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate you having me out. We have to go hunting sometime.
Yeah, yeah. And y'all check it out. February 4th is the release date. Of course, you can find merch and tour dates and all that great stuff at whiskeymyers.com as well. And you guys have a Facebook page?
But the band.
Yeah,
does,
the band's got one.
The band's got, yeah, we got a website, Facebook, and really anything you need. I tell people just to Google it. That's the best way to find anything. I haven't put a website, www, and you know, in anything in years. I just get up to the little Google button.
It's idiot-proof these days.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, hey, man, it's been a real treat, and we wish you the best of luck this season. Hope you stick a big one.
Hey, appreciate you, buddy.
All right, there he goes, Cody Cannon of Whiskey Myers. That segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, Texas premier seed company. They've got anything and everything you need to keep your whitetail herd happy and healthy. So get those food plots in the ground. It is not too late. Check them out at senderoseed.com. They've even got the Dr. Kroll back Buck Forage Oats. Of course, you can also call my buddy Rob Hughes at 1-877-610-SEED to place your order today. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Mike G of the Wing Sport Depot. We're going to talk some duck hunting, take a look at the upcoming season, and tell you how to win a two-man guided duck hunt with the Wing Sport Depot that we're giving away on this show. So stick around. You're listening to Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
So I got my daddy's name stitched across my chest. And now I can drop a man from about two clicks. I wonder if he's proud of me yet. I've got my daddy's name stitched across my chest.
At LSC Trailer Sales, we offer a full line of utility trailers, from small single axle trailers to heavy equipment trailers, ATV trailers, car haulers, landscape trailers, cargo trailers, truck beds, and more. We can special order a custom trailer specific to your needs and have the ability to customize standard models in-house. LSC Trailer Sales is here to assist you with any questions you might have about trailers. Call 940-484-5500 or visit us at lsctrailersales.com. Finally, quality trailers at affordable prices in Dallas-Fort Worth.
I use my pickup a lot for work and play, so I needed something that would protect my truck bed through the world of abuse I put it through. A buddy of mine suggested Tough sprayed-on bed liners. He swore by them, said they were better than the other guys, and they'd make my truck look good. Tough, huh? He said, yep, spelled T-O-F-F. So I went to the website, toughliners.com. They can spray any truck, and they've got four locations in DFW. I'm glad my buddy turned me on to Tough. It's strong, it's durable, it's Tough. Ask for Tough sprayed-on bed liners.
You wouldn't take a mule to the Kentucky Derby, and you wouldn't go swimming with your boots on. So why do folks wear mossy green camo to hunt the Great Southwest? Game Guard Camouflage is celebrating 10 years of putting hunters undercover in the rugged Texas terrain. Owner Craig Smith invites you to visit a dealer near you to check out the full line of hunting apparel, caps, bags, coolers, gun cases, dove hunting belts, and the newly designed microfiber shirts. Available in 13 different colors. So whether you're hunting, camping, fishing, or just enjoying the great outdoors, Game Guard has you covered. Visit GameGuard.net to find a dealer near you or call 888-381-4263. Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000 square foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com.
All right, listen up, all you Texas outdoorsmen and women. SDS Outdoors is a top-tier manufacturer and distributor of high-quality, feature-rich, luxury outdoor products. Their product lines include luxury deer blinds, deer blind windows, gun range towers, bow fishing boats, and a whole lot more. Call SDS Outdoors at 214-551-1530 or check them out online at www.sdsoutdoors.com.
Chevy Silverado has been recognized by Vincentric for lowest total cost of ownership of any full-size pickup. Based on factors like depreciation, fuel, and maintenance, visit your local Chevy dealer to find out why the Silverado is a smart choice. Based on Vincentric U.S. 2012 model level analysis.
Hey, this is Chris Knight, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I'd seen it snow that hard before. Couldn't see the cabin from the stable door, and that mare she always rode was in the stall. The law couldn't come till the weather broke. My heart was pounding in my throat. I searched and called.
The music of Chris Knight bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. North Dakota is the name of that one. Great tune there. I'm your host, Cable Smith, by the way, welcoming everybody back to the presentation. Thanks for tuning in as we're about to talk some waterfowling. But first, this segment of the program is brought to you by Real Bark, the official blind of our show. Real Bark is Texas-made and Texas-owned and offers the finest in comfort and durability in a hunting blind. Be sure to visit their website at realbark.com to see their full line of Extreme Blinds today. Well, moving right along here, let's go ahead and talk some waterfowling with longtime duck hunting guide Mike G of the Wing Sport Depot. Mike, thanks for dropping in, man.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Well, we are certainly glad to have you, man, and are thrilled to have you and your partner, Ed, involved with our show once again this year. And I guess it's been about 12 months since our last visit, so time to catch up for sure. But, man, Mike, this was, for me anyway, about the worst teal season that I've ever seen. I hope you guys had a little better luck.
Yeah, it was dry. We were switching our teal hunters to dove hunters this year.
Yeah, dove season was great, but as far as those blue wings, no, we just never had that cold snap that got them down here during the season. And I think I did hear some of the guys on the coast, especially around Anahuac, did all right, but not so much up here.
Yeah, and that and the drought really hurts the habitat for those teal. They can fly them down to the coast and have plenty of water down there.
Well, that's enough about early teal. It's hit or miss. This year it was miss for me and you, it sounds like. But the upcoming duck season should be an epic one. We've got record numbers of quite a few different species that should be heading down here as part of the fall flight.
Yeah, cold weather, wet weather, that's going to help us quite a bit. And we're working on building a duck ranch where we're going to be able to maintain the water levels and have it all put together for duck hunts.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I knew that y'all had some new stuff that y'all have been working on over the past year, and I'll let you talk about that a little bit more in detail in just a second. But first, I want to get into our October Photo of the Month contest, which the Wing Sport Depot is sponsoring. We're thrilled about it, and one of our lucky listeners will get to take a buddy on a two-man guided duck hunt with you guys, and I'll let you talk a little bit about y'all's operation.
Well, our duck hunt operations, we've got some private water that's about within an hour and a half of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're going to go out and either hunt those private waters, or we may hit one of the bigger reservoirs in the area. It depends on where the ducks are. Try and get them in a really good place to shoot some ducks. Sometimes we'd like to run and gun on the lakes. We've got a good duck boat that we can get in and out of some lower water levels and go out there and kind of get back where the ducks want to be.
Well, very cool. And, yeah, I know y'all are booking hunts right now for the upcoming season. But in addition to y'all's duck hunting operation, y'all also offer a very unique quail hunting opportunity. And that is where you guys will actually take every aspect of the quail hunt to a specific ranch.
Right. It's something that's a little bit different than some of the other guys are doing. We take the whole hunt right to your ranch. We'll deliver the dogs, the birds, the guides, everything. We're going to take everything with us, and we can put it right on the ranch. And you can hunt your own property, even places where you used to have quail that you don't have quail anymore. You will when we come there.
Hey, that sounds like a pretty cool deal. And you guys also do tower shoots, which I've always found to be a very good opportunity to get a young dog on some birds.
Yeah, that'd be done at our location up about an hour and a half northwest of Cabela's there. Yeah, you can pile up some birds.
No doubt about it. Mike, talk a little bit about y'all's lodging and accommodations. I know that y'all have been working pretty hard on that aspect over the past year.
Accommodations are pretty close to Wichita Falls, and there's lots of cabins that are basically almost brand new. The cabins go from just small two-bedroom or two-bed cabins up to bigger kind of a bunkhouse type deal. There's also a place where you can have a meeting. So if you get kind of that corporate event and you want to have a meeting with all your sales guys, a great place to come out. Have your meeting, everybody gets their own room, and then we can all go hunting after that.
Right on, right on. Well, hey, Mike, before I let you go, I would like to ask you to share your fondest memory from last waterfowl season. You know, we all have that one hunt that sticks out in our mind, whether your buddy shot a banded bird or maybe you took a kid hunting for the first time. Tell us a little bit about your favorite.
Well, it's the when you take a kid hunt, that's all kid hunting, that's always exciting to see the look on their face. When they actually, you know, start putting everything together, you know, the first time you take them out, they've got a lot of questions. You know, they question, what's a duck? You know, what does that sound like? And so when we had some guys out last year, this son had never shot a duck before, and we had actually a teal that came in, And it worked around right up front. And I was like, wait, okay, shoot him. And he stood up, one shot, folded him right in front of the blind. And I think he was excited, but him and his dad and I were the most excited of all of them, because this is getting that young hunter started on duck hunting.
Well, hey, I know that y'all will make many more memories like that this season. And correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the guys who won the photo contest y'all sponsored last year, they came all the way from out of state to hunt with y'all?
Yeah, they were up from Kansas City. We came down, and we all shot some ducks that day.
There you go. Well, hey, we appreciate y'all sponsoring our October Photo of the Month contest again in 2013. And we wish you the best of luck this season.
Well, we enjoy it, and we appreciate you, Cable.
Take care, brother.
Thanks.
All right, there he goes, Mike G. of the Wing Sport Depot. We appreciate him and his partner, Ed Micheletti. Man, we are out of time for today. Thanks to Mike, as well as our other guest, renowned outdoor writer Frank Miniter, and, of course, Cody Cannon of Whiskey Myers. We'll do it again same time, same place next week. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
All the smoke and the neon keep his pain here. Oh, nobody knows the honky-tonk.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at lonestaragcredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com.
Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Howdy Outdoors fans, Michael Curview, Internet Manager at Graf Chevrolet. We're proud to be the official dealership of the Lone Star Radio Show. We have a large selection of new Chevys starting at just $12,999. Lowest overhead means lowest price in North Texas. We'll beat any price on a new Chevy guaranteed. Drive a little, save a lot. Chevys are cheaper in Grand Prairie. Call 800-560-3518 or shop online 24/7 at GrafChevrolet.com. Graf Chevrolet, serving Texas Outdoors fans since 1952. Chevy runs deep.